scraps of fur, bronze plates, strings of brightly coloured feathers. Blue and green tattoos covered most of their exposed skin. Several of them held drawn bows, the tips of their arrows following Granny's every move. Their hair massed around their heads like a halo, thick with grease. And although their faces were indeed the most beautiful Diamanda had ever seen, it was beginning to creep over her that there was something subtly wrong, some quirk of expression that did not quite fit.
"The only reason we're still alive now is that we're more fun alive than dead," said Granny's voice behind her.
"You know you shouldn't listen to the crabbed old woman," said the Queen. "What can she offer?"
"More than snow in summertime," said Granny. "Look at their eyes. Look at their eyes."
The Queen dismounted.
"Take my hand, child," she said.
Diamanda stuck out a hand gingerly. There was something about the eyes. It wasn't the shape or the colour. There was no evil glint. But there was a look. It was such a look that a microbe might encounter if it could see up from the bottom end of the microscope. It said,
"You are nothing." It said, "You are flawed, you have no value." It said, "You are animal." It said, "Perhaps you may be a pet, or perhaps you may be a quarry." It said, "And the choice is not yours."
She tried to pull her hand away.
"Get out of her mind, old crone."
Granny's face was running with sweat.
"I ain't in her mind, elf. I'm keeping you out."
The Queen smiled. It was the most beautiful smile Diamanda had ever seen.
"And you have some power too, amazing. I never thought you'd amount to anything, Esmeralda Weatherwax. But it's no good here. Kill them both, but not at the same time. Let the other one watch."
She climbed onto her horse again, turned it round and galloped off. Two of the elves dismounted, drawing thin bronze daggers from their belts.
"Well, that's about it, then," said Granny Weatherwax as the warriors approached.
She dropped her voice.
"When the time comes," she said, "run."
"What time?"
"You'll know."
End of CD 3.